As we near the end of the cycle of Parshios, we also near the end of the count of the Sefer Achinuch's mitzvos, mitzvah 611, mitzvah of the halachta bedracha, the mitzvah to imitate Hashem and to follow in His ways. Soloveitchik liked to talk about the Latin translation, imitatio Dei, which sounds like a Harry Potter spell because it's in Latin, but the idea is imitating Hashem, being just like Him. The Chazal discussed this idea in more than one place. In Maseches Sotah, Daf Yudalid, Chazal learned from this mitzvah of halachta bedrachav, just as Hashem takes care of people, He dresses the needy, He visits the sick, He comforts mourners, He buries the dead. We find by the Avos, by Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved with them, taking care of all their needs. Mahu afata, just like Hashem does all these things, we also have to do all these things. Malbim Sharumim, Nicham Avelim, Biker Cholim, Havayas Ameis. The Gemara in Shabbos, Kof Lama Gimel, has another interpretation based on a pasuk in Bishalach and Shiras Az Yashir, Zekeli Va'anveyu, this is my God, Va'anveyu, Ani Vahu, I'll be just like Him. Mahu Rachum, Mahu Chanun, Hashem is compassionate, He's gracious, so too, Afata, be Rachum, be Chanun, have those midos of being compassionate, being kind. Rav Soloveitchik explained that really you have two different sources over here. You have Halachta Bedrachav and you have Zekeli Va'anveyu. In one place, the Gemara is describing the idea of doing things like Hashem, and then the other place is talking about being like Hashem. Really two separate psukim because they're really two different ideas. One is action, and one is the essence about midos, about how to behave, how a person should be internally. But the Sefer Achinuch actually lumps them together. In this mitzvah in 611, the Sefer Achinuch is talking about Halachta Bedrachav, but he talks about Mahu, Afata, Rachum, Chan, and he adds the other midos, Erech Apayim, Tzadik, be just like Hashem. But there's no contradiction, because really the idea the Sefer Achinuch always tells us is the way to become something, the way to feel something, is to do something. Acharei ha'pa'ulos, we know it this time, Nimshachim ha'levavos, right? The actions that we do are what influence who we become. So of course, these ideas have to go together. How is the person supposed to become more kind? Just be kind. Be an essence of kindness. Be gracious. Be someone who is showing favor. No, you can't just do that. You have to do actions. Bikur cholam, nicham aveilam, havayas ameis, it's those mitzvos, those actions that actually make us just like Hashem. If we act like Hashem, we will be like Hashem in terms of our midos itself, which is very important to think about at this time of year. We're on the precipice of starting slichos, where we actually invoke these midos, harachamim, racham, v'chanun, referring to Hashem. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah on Daf Yitzayin says that these midos were taught to Moshe Rabbeinu after the Cheda Egel. When all seemed doomed, we were in desperate need of kapara. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara has an interesting imagery of Hashem wrapping Himself in a talus, and He tells Moshe, whatever you need, whenever you feel stuck, you feel like you're desperately in need of kapara, yaseh lefanek haseder hazeh, do just like this, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanan, the midos harachamim. Many have pointed out a strange word, yaseh lefanai. We do the midos harachamim? No, we say them, right? We say, Hashem, Hashem, kel rachum v'chanan. Hashem should have said to Moshe, whenever you're in need, whenever you need help, say this seder, say this order, say these midos. The Panim Yafos was the hafla, the Rebbe of the Chasam Sofer. Panim Yafos explains, it's very intentional. The Gemara says, Hashem is telling us not just to say these words, do these words, be these words. How do you be racham? How do you be chanan? We already explained, do kind things, do gracious things, do compassionate things. By doing compassionate things, you become a compassionate person, and you emulate Hashem, and then Hashem says, I guarantee you a slicha, which is an amazing idea. We started off with, we're imitating Hashem. But now it turns out Hashem is also kind of paralleling us. Pasuk in Tehillim, Hashem tzilcha al yadi minecha. Chazal say, Hashem is our shadow. Whatever we do, Hashem shadows us. However we act, Hashem will act as well. Rav Asher Weishlita last night just quoted the idea, also Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud Zayin, that a person who is maver al midosav, a person who is gracious and willing not to put his foot down and insist on always being right and fighting for what they think is theirs, they're willing to be mevater, they're willing to give in. Hashem says, if you're willing to be going beyond, to not really insist on every single penny, then neither will I. I'll also be forgiving, I'll also be gracious, I'll also be kind. We have this beautiful duality over here, where we're supposed to imitate Hashem, and based on how we act, Hashem deals with us. It goes back and forth. Ani vahu, like a father and son. Parents and the children learn from each other. Want to copy the parent? And the parent says, I'll deal with you how you deal with me. Just to end off, the Sefer HaChinuch says, one could ask the question, if we're supposed to imitate the midos of Hashem, would that also apply to Hashem's anger? Hashem's vengeance? God is described as being kel kana. He is upset. He takes revenge. He punishes. So a person can get really angry, beat people up, and say, just like Hashem, just take what's mine. Person deserves it. They deserve it. Why don't we say, v'halach l'bedrachav, when it comes to Hashem's anger, or when it comes to Hashem's sense of vengeance or punishment? And the Sefer HaChinuch explains that Chazal have this term that God only gets angry for one moment a day. Hashem, by his essence, is kind, he's good, and there's one moment where Hashem has to balance the world. He has to make sure things are fair and people aren't taking advantage of the system or each other. So for one moment, for a rega, Hashem makes sure that people are taught lessons. We can never do that. We can never just get angry for one second and then revert back to being sweet and kind. We hold grudges. It sticks with us. It makes us angry. It carries over. We can't just turn it on and off like that. Also, Hashem's punishments are always mida keneged mida. Very carefully meted out. Very carefully designed to teach the person the lesson in a way that's instructive, that's corrective, that helps the person. We could never claim that our anger or our punishments could ever really teach a person that kind of a lesson. Which turns out that even Hashem's anger, even Hashem's harsh din, is also rachamim. Because we can't copy it, we would never be able to properly do the kindness within, the turning it on and off, only giving the person exactly what's needed to help them do better. So it turns out, aside from understanding Hashem as a compassionate God for us to follow in His ways, even the fact that He has midos hadin is also done in a way that we can't possibly copy, just to show how unique His measure of rachamim is at all times.